Hey, this is Donnie Smith, Collision Blast Quick Tips. Today is December 21st, 2012. Yep, this is the day that it was supposed to end and it didn't. See that we're all here. Glad we all made it. So, now that you have all that time, since it is not the end of the world, what are you going to do with that time? Well, I suggest that you think about working on cars. You know, who doesn't like a nice car and show cars, and who doesn't like to ride around in a nice car and, makes great projects and hobbies to do in the garage with your, by yourself or, as a family project. So anyway, I've got you fixed up at collisionblast.com. We have all the training you need. We have hours of free access just by signing up. It doesn't cost you a dime. If you go to collisionblast.com, fill in the form there, and all it takes is your email address and your first name, and you're in, and that's it. You'll gain instant access to hours of free YouTube videos and articles to help you along with that your goals in auto body and paint. And also, we're going to have some exclusive training only to collisionblast.com members. That's the only place you'll be able to get it. So by subscribing, you won't miss out. So for today's quick tip, I'm going to talk about aftermarket parts, body parts. You know, there's all kinds, all qualities. So how do you determine, what quality they are? Are you going to need to strip it to metal, or can you sand the E-coat and paint straight on top of that? Well, here's a quick test you can do to determine that. You get the new part in and get you some lacquer thinner on a rag and rub it on the part. Now, if the black transfers to the rag, if the rag turns black, you know that you need to strip that completely to metal and go back with some epoxy primer or some self-etch primer. You know, because whatever's on there is not a quality primer and it won't last. However, if you wipe it with a thinner rag and it does not come off on the rag, well then you're in good shape. You don't have to do that. You can sand it down with some 400 to 600 and use some primer sealer and spray it. So that's just a quick tip for you to determine if you got a high quality primer on the aftermarket part that you bought or a poor quality. Anyway, that wraps it up, but be sure and go to collisionblast.com, subscribe for free, and receive free training. It's all there for you. We'll see you there.